This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See, that's a big miss from White Brian. Everybody had their hands up. We were feeling it. And Brian doesn't throw the stream on. Give the people what they want right there. WB? Remember the WB as a network? Is that still a thing? Is that the CW now?
WB? I don't know. I don't watch that much TV to know, Jay.
Dawson's Creek was on the WB, I think.
The WB and UPN merged to become the CW in like 05.
Okay. Shout out to UPN. Shout out to Dawson's Creek.
Joey. Why the hell you know that information, Landfield?
Especially to know bored. The dates is pretty.
Are you bored as hell? Because that's some obscure information to know right there.
You should all know this. I used to watch the hell out of Smallville, which was on the WB.
I didn't watch Smallville.
Well, you should have.
Hold on.
Great show.
Hold on. Quick guess. Because I think I know this. What do you think the plot is to Smallville, B?
Don't know what the hell it is.
It's about Superman. Can you guess from there?
No.
Yeah, Superman, like, as a kid or something,
actually,
right?
Yeah, not about Superman. It's about Clark Kent in high school. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Great show.
I was close.
Great
you
show.
You have a boring life if you're watching all that crap.
Great show.
Dawson's Creek, man, was a great show.
You need
show.
To get out the house and more landfill.
Dawson's Creek's also a good show. Smallville, great show.
So
you need to get out your house sometime, dog.
I'm going to get to this real point I'm trying to make here. A moment ago, we were talking about, you know, the franchise tags and how ridiculous they've become as an ownership advantage. We're going to try to get Joel Corey on the program tomorrow to help us understand how this all changed.
Yeah, because I'm confused as hell.
But basically, each year, a new quarterback or a new stud receiver or a new stud X player resets the market at X position. And Dak did it last year, and we were trying to go through, pick our brains, who's the QB that could do it this year? And we're like, oh, that 2022 NFL draft sucked. There's no kid coming up for eligibility. Brock Purdy. We forgot about Purdy, probably because he was the last pick in the draft.
Yeah.
If Purdy goes north of Dak at 60 mil.
They probably just franchise him.
Dude, but let's talk about.
Wouldn't it be smart to franchise him?
It'd be really smart to franchise him.
Because they could keep him way 20 million below what the other top guys are getting. And you still give him a hell of a jump.
Can we run through the 9 quarterbacks drafted in 2022? Can anybody name one?
Kenny Pickett?
Kenny Pickett was the first quarterback drafted that year, 20th overall. He's already been traded, although he did just win a Super Bowl ring. Back up to Hurts. What else you got, Landfill? I'm here.
Who was that? Was that guy from Malik Willis?
Malik Willis was your third quarterback drafted.
Oh.
He was in the third round, 86th overall. I think he's Jordan Love's backup at Green Bay now?
I think he is.
You missed the second quarterback draft. This is open to everybody.
Can I get a hint?
Jeff?
Like what school?
For the second?
Yeah.
Yes. I think Washington has played this dude while he's been on 2 different teams. Already. I'm saying the command.
And he was drafted in 2022?
Yeah.
Was Bailey Zappe one of the guys?
Bailey Zappe is one of them.
I remember B-Mitch was a big Bailey Zappe guy.
Was he?
He was.
What college did Bailey Zappe go to?
Boise State?
Nah, I think it was Western Kentucky. Kentucky,
yeah,
right?
Something like that.
I was no damn Bailey Zappe.
Zaley Bappy. Bailey Zappe, I believe, is out of the NFL. He was a fourth rounder.
So that was...
He started for the Browns in their last game of the season.
Good for him. He was, I guess the Patriots cut him. I got Ole Miss, Landfill. Ole Miss is a hint. No Matt Corral fans in the crowd?
Wow.
Matt Corral was a third round pick.
All right. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll give you a hint on one of these quarterbacks. This is the second quarterback drafted in 2022. Brad Jackson. That's your hint.
He went to Cal?
No. Brad didn't go to Cal.
Where the hell did Brad go?
Cincinnati.
Oh, that's your dude.
Oh, yeah. You were a big fan of this guy, JP.
I was dead on about this guy.
Played for the Falcons.
From day one. I told you Desmond Ridder ain't an NFL quarterback, and Desmond Ridder ain't an NFL quarterback. All right. So far, we've gotten Pickett, Ridder, Willis, Corral, Zappe. Do you know who the fifth quarterback taken, maybe the sixth quarterback taken, but in the fifth round that year?
No.
You got to give us a school or something here.
Jeff, you got this one. Fifth rounder quarterback.
JP, you wouldn't.
Jeff might pull this, I'm telling you.
You wouldn't know it if you weren't looking at the list.
If somebody told me fifth round quarterback 2022, I would know it.
Nah.
I thought if you would.
Oh.
We devoted
Is it
hours.
Sam Howell?
It is Sam Howell. Yeah. We've devoted hours, weeks of our life to this team.
I didn't do it.
Still can't believe they traded a third rounder for that guy. Do.
I told you earlier that let's get away from it.
All right. Brock Purdy.
Remember all the people who said he was supposed to be a first rounder? The guy got drafted in the fifth round in the weakest quarterback draft in years, and people were trying to hype him up to like he was a first rounder. Like we got the steal of the draft.
My bad.
This has been a quarterback-starved wasteland.
In fairness,
all of a sudden we're eating filet, baby.
They kind of did get the steal of the draft because they turned a fifth-round pick into a third-round pick.
Adam Peters knows what he's doing. Okay, I'm going to give you one. So far we've named six of the quarterbacks for 2022. Drive.
How many was it? Seven?
There were nine.
Nine?
And Purdy was the last one. I legit...
And he was the best one of the whole draft.
by miles and miles. I legit can't tell you anything about the next two. There are two quarterbacks between Howell and Purdy, and I think at best I can tell you where one of them went to college.
Where?
I think one of them went to Northwestern, I think, and shares a first name with the love interest in Good Will Hunting.
Well, you lost me right there.
Skylar Thompson. Anybody got anything on Skylar Thompson?
I didn't know he was drafted.
I thought he was like a...
Where does he play?
Washington or something.
Is he still in the league?
Apparently he's on the Steelers. Kansas State is where he played his college football. Now, he played really well for the Dolphins when they almost pulled off that upset of the Bills in the playoffs like 2 years ago. Forgive me, I don't know what has happened with Skylar Thompson. All right, this is I got zero file, as the G&D program would say. I'm going to look him up. I am confessing, though, I know nothing about the last dude we can name from the 2022 draft.
Two-time Super Bowl champ. I just looked it up.
Who, Skylar Thompson?
No, this last guy.
All right, B. This dude played for...
You waste your time asking me.
South Florida, Samford, and South Dakota State.
With the three of them?
Yeah.
Have no clue.
Chris Oladokun.
You say he has two Super Bowl rings, Leville? How many snaps has he taken in the league?
Are you just because
he has
on
five rushing yards?
Are you sure he's got two rings?
Yep, we got a break.
He was on the Chiefs both times.
Pat Leonard joins us next.